Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Players Only with Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Nice slant route. This is a business decision. You know you're going to take a lump.
And former linebacker Sean Barber.
There's a thing called street justice. You take care of yours. Yeah. You take care of your family. Take care of your chicken. Take care of your money.
On your official broadcast partner, the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
What's up, Kansas City? We are back. My voice is gone because I've been celebrating so long. I got Sean Barber in the building. I'm just messing with y'all. This is Players Only. I am Danan Hughes. We got Sean Barber in the building. Glad to be here for the final version of Players Only this season. And what an absolute incredible way to end the season on a bang with the Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs. Championship back here at home, and we get to cap off the season the right way. Sean Barber, aka Barbershop, you can follow him on Twitter at SeanBarber59. I am Danan Hughes at DAHughesGuy83. Before we get to our guests, Barbershop, what you got?
Hey man, everybody knows, man, it is time. Championship building, like my man was saying, well, you got to earn the right to party. You got to fight for your right to party. And then he pulled out the Master P. Man. Travis Killer Trav definitely was holding it down. And he let my man Chris Jones grab the mic and let it, that run it back tour. Run it back, run it back, run it back. The entire crowd was going crazy. Man, hats off to Kansas City Chiefs, man. Brett Veach, Mark Donovan, Big Red, all the guys in the building, they put together a five-star, man, upper echelon. We talk about a parade. It was done the right way, man, to celebrate all the sacrifice, all the blood, sweat, and tears, all the countless number of plays of practice, everything the guys did, get away from their family and friends. They did it for a reason, and that's to walk away with the hardware, man. Champions for the 2022-23 season.
All right, with that, we're going to add in a couple of former Kansas City greats here in Kansas City. Part of our ambassador program, for those of you that don't know, the Chiefs are the only organization that has an ambassador group. It's about 50-plus guys who played at least three seasons with the Kansas City Chiefs, and we still serve in the community, still connected to the organization. We do public speaking, appearances, all kind of stuff. We give out money to support. We have an incredible gala, as well as a golf tournament that raises money that we can then give back out within the community, within the Chiefs kingdom, to a lot of great charities and great causes. So we are all ambassadors, and I have the pleasure of announcing that we got two other guys. Now, I will say this, Barbershop, you see this bottle right next to me?
Bro, I ain't paying you no mind. Just introduce the guys, man. Come on,
just
man.
See this bottle next to me?
No, I don't see nothing.
Because you don't read it. It's a bottle of Tums. And I got some Maalox in my bag because I had to take some of this because I got three defensive guys here in this booth, and I'm an offensive guy. So there's only but so much I could stomach.
This is Players Only, right?
This is the, I'm saying, though.
This is Players Only,
but
right?
But it's not just defensive players.
Championship week.
Don't start that. Don't say that.
Who you think gonna be in the booth when it's championship week?
Don't you fix your mouth to say defense wins championships.
Offense wins ball games. Well, but woo, defense wins championships.
Julio, is it time for a commercial break yet?
No, it ain't no time. We got to introduce our guests, man. Come on, man.
All right, we got one of the greatest, if not the greatest, special teams knuckleheads, that, and I know those knuckleheads well because I was one of them, one of the greatest to ever wear the Chiefs jersey. We got Gary Stills in the building. What's up, G Stills?
What's up? Appreciate
Jersey
it,
cat. There
right,
you go.
Right.
Forget
Trent,
about
Jer-
it. Trent, who New died Jersey. And left you, boss?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There you go. And we got a Ring of Honor, one of the mainstays back in the 80s and 90s, coming off that corner, coming off that edge, wreaking havoc. Them long arms, whopping with tackles and wrestling down quarterbacks. An amazing career capped off at near the end of it with two Super Bowls himself, Neil Smith.
Ooh, man.
What's up, Holmes?
What's going on, fellas?
Appreciate y'all coming in.
Welcome to the hangover hour.
We had a good time yesterday, didn't we?
Hey, can you imagine what the players feeling right now?
Oh, bruh. That's the big question.
You know what's the greatest ever, man, when you got to you have that feeling because it brought me way back, man. Y'all can have it. I saw it. You know it was coming. And this is a matter of time. Now, what are they feeling like today? What you do? You continue to go? Is someday you're gonna have to come down?
Just keep rolling. You just gonna say, just keep going with it like Dumb and Dumber. Just go, man.
By anyway,
just go.
And I also gotta say this, man, you know, just being amongst you guys, all of y'all play special teams.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel real bad right now, but I'm sitting in the midst of three special team guys that I know that brought it. Hey, and all the time. And I watched you, I played with you.
Yeah.
I watched G Stills and Barbershop, man. Y'all was the best, bro, because I couldn't do it. Hey. It's a job that I did not want to do.
Didn't want to do it. I tell you, you got to be a sandwich short of a picnic to go down on special teams back in the day. Nowadays, all the balls are kicked out of the end zone, so it don't matter.
Were we all wedge splitters?
Yes.
I know me and G was.
Oh, see, here we go.
No.
You going to try the wedge?
Hey, I hit the wedge my first year.
So, I mean,
we was playing the Raiders. I hit the wedge one time, and I got
thrown by the ding,
and I never hit the wedge.
You got rejected.
I just mastered the art of getting to the ball.
All right. That was weird.
I feel like Della Reese like in Harlem Nights right now. You going to challenge me, disrespect me? Because you knew there was a reason why you asked G Stills that about wedge blockers. Because you was going to say something about you and him and act like I was a safety on the kickoff coverage. Like I didn't get in the mix.
I got my man
Neil right here. Me and Neil, we played together, 5 years?
Oh, yeah.
Five years in Kansas City. Will you school these cats about special teams and number 83 going out?
Yeah, man.
Was he a gunner on punt? Was he the L2, R2? I mean, I was
L3, R3.
Okay.
On kickoff.
That means you
I was a personal protector.
Yeah.
On punt.
Yeah, that means you was.
That's impressive.
And I was the first one down the field.
Mm. Gee, you know the personal protector on punt didn't get no action.
At all.
All they looked for
at
was
all.
A exit.
He was blamed for all the pump blocks.
Free release.
Didn't have any pump blocks.
Free release.
In six years, no pump blocks.
But ain't nobody took no one back to the house on those either.
Thank you.
There you go. That's the same.
Can y'all speak to that?
Yeah, I can speak to that.
You can speak to that.
Name some real great returns at that time.
Oh.
What?
Did you go against Deion Sanders?
Yes, we went against Deion Sanders on Thanksgiving Day.
He pretty much did it all.
Metcalf,
but name any other ones.
Metcalf, yes, we did.
That's what I was asking. I'm
Why your voice
you?
Go high? Why no, your no, voice
I'm trying
go high
to help
like
you.
That?
I'm trying to throw some names at you to help you.
Oh, now you're trying. I can't ever distinguish when you're trying to help or hurt. Right there.
I'm a you master of disguise. I show you cover two, and I'm really playing man. I show you man.
Oh, you got to understand. Now, Barbershop stood up all day yesterday. He's standing up today, but he ain't got his damn glasses on.
Yeah. What's my man? What was my man from Washington, the former? The return guy. Brian.
Brian Mitchell.
Yeah, got him.
Oh, okay.
Eric Metcalf. Come on now.
Oh, he's like, I got him. I peeled his cap. He's like, I got him.
And you're going to make me go to commercial 5 minutes early.
I got a bid for both of and all of y'all in
I'm
here.
I'm about to leap across this table.
Get him now, though.
I don't want none of that action.
No.
Don't want none of that smoke.
Yo. G-Steel, you want to go down there again?
Nah, man, I ain't got it.
We good right here?
I'm going to tell you what. I don't have it, man. I just,
you wonder
I'm
where it was?
I'm more peaceful waking up in the morning feeling terrible.
Just,
you got to shoot me up with everything to get me
get
to run
you
down
going,
there.
Right?
G Championship hangover, baby.
Bro, it was great times, great memories that we had individually on different teams. You and Barbershop played together, right?
Yes,
definitely. G-Stills and Barbershop, you played together. Neil and I played together.
So who made the most tackles? Y'all ever been there?
Oh, G-Stills, always.
I mean, I was the utility guy, man.
He led our team in special teams.
Well, he's a Pro Bowler.
I'm going to tell you what. I really enjoy playing, you know, all the positions. I played defensive.
But you was a Pro Bowler. You made multiple Pro Bowls.
I played defensive end, linebacker, special teams.
He's a hybrid guy.
Whatever it took.
I was hybrid. I did it all, man.
Whatever it took.
I really enjoyed it. And then wound up going to the Pro Bowl playing all of them.
Yep.
Playing defensive end, linebacker, and running down on special teams in the Pro Bowl.
There you go, man. Shoot, the more you can do, bro. I appreciate all y'all efforts. I don't take it lightly. For you listeners out there, for you listeners out there, this is just a glimpse. You're just getting a tidbit of how it is to be amongst us. The respect that's there, the camaraderie that's there, but then also the little slight jab. It's all part of the package of being a part of a great organization, whether you played in one generation or not.
Yeah.
We got the utmost admiration for each other, whether you're a starter, Pro Bowler, Ring of Honor, down to anybody that just played one or two games. If you had a chance at the parade yesterday to stand around us or stand near us or be on the bus with us going to the parade or be at Soiree, which is a great restaurant. Shout out to Soiree, who hosted amazing food and drinks after the parade yesterday.
I thought y'all was on a diet, man. I was seeing all that food coming out there, G-Stills.
We ain't going to get into that, G-Stills.
I was doing my 24-hour fast. So I said, you know what? They got the drinks, man. I got to go and get this stomach right so I can do something to Crown Royal.
Well, thinking about a fast.
He broke his fast. That cat came back with a double-layer plate.
I ain't know what the hell that was. Ribs or what? Yeah. What was that, rib lips?
Yeah, you threw me under the bus, Danny, man.
Hey, man. It wasn't me. It was him.
He doing all the talking. They gonna tell him about it was me.
But I mean that's the special relationship that you have. And people always ask me about if I miss the game. I don't miss the game, like you said, G Stills. I don't want no part of that field. But I will tell you, most players say they miss the camaraderie.
Yes,
they miss the locker room.
Yeah,
and we have a huge advantage over most NFL teams, if not all NFL teams, because of the ambassador program. Because we stay connected. Because Kansas City still embraces us. That just because we wore a jersey 20, 30 years ago up until now, that we are embraced within this community in a special way. We're supported in great ways. And then entail we can go and support the team like we do. So if you had a chance to be around us yesterday, you just saw a glimpse of 14 guys that wore the Chiefs jersey standing around, smoking cigars, having fun, taking pictures, signing autographs. And I look forward to 10, 20 years down the road when you guys will have the opportunity to see the Patrick Mahomeses, the Travis Kelce's amongst us.
You might have 10 rings by then.
I know. And then we don't have enough fingers for rings, so I'll be holding a few others for Patrick since he don't have all 10 on. And you guys get a glimpse to see how the generations move forward and forward with greatness as well as that camaraderie. So it's really special. It's really fun. I'm glad you guys are able to listen to this. We're going to get to the game. We're going to get to every aspect of the season, what our views are. And if you've listened to our show, if you've heard me during the broadcast, I always tell people we don't see the game better than people. We just see it different.
Yeah.
And there's different aspects of the games that we see maybe from the defensive side, special team side, offensive side, et cetera, that we just want to shed some light on. So we're going to take some time in this show to give you a little bit of tidbit of what we saw within this run and within this game and to this championship. And we got the phone lines and the text lines open, 913-586-7610. 913-586-7610. With that, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to chop it up some more with Gary Stills, Neil Smith, and I guess we'll let Barbershop get on.
Hey, man, Barbershop.
The Barbershop.
Can I get a haircut?
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Dynasty. It's been a dynasty. Y'all just ain't no now. Believe that. Feel that. and it's Chiefs Kingdom forever, baby. We love y'all. Let me hear you say, oh! Nah, nah, nah! Let's run this back.
Let me hear you say, Nah, 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 nah. We are back in the building. Players only. Sean Barber, Gary Stills, Neil Smith, and myself, Danan Hughes, here to give you the last version of Players Only to end the season and cap it off. And it's been an amazing run, as I mentioned. We got all four cats in this booth. We got the phone lines open. We'll get to you, Dan and KC, in a minute. We got the text lines, 913-586-7610. But as we went through that intro, obviously the best hype man in the NFL is Travis Kelce, no doubt. They actually carved out time where Andy Reid, Brett Veach, Patrick Mahomes all noted that it was only a matter of time. Hold your water. There's only a matter of time before we pass this mic to Travis Kelce, and he did his thing. He did not deny anybody any joy in that arena and forever in the archives. And Neil, you were saying during the commercial, because you're from New Orleans, you called Master P.
I had to talk to P. I sent him a message and said, hey, P, you got to do it back. You got to run at least a song back on it. Bring it back, man. Put a spin in it for the Chiefs, man. And he said he's going to do it, man. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope he can.
I think, Barbershop, you even said, watch the record sales go up. We were standing outside. I think it was you that said when we were sitting there.
No, it was me.
It was you, Neil, that said the record sales are going to move up based on Travis Kelce. So he ain't going to get, royalties. He ain't going to get no royalties. But they're going to love it. They're going to love it. The Beastie Boys and Master P owe Travis Kelce.
I'm going to go ahead and put a GoFundMe out there for Travis to get his No Limit Soldier chain.
Bud Light chain.
Oh, you know he made some dollars.
Oh, I was like, this is marketing. Great advertising.
Marketing. He probably genius. Drink beer, man. Sheesh.
Oh. That was a blast, man.
That's thanks to Duron. Duron probably put that together.
Oh, yeah. Duron Cherry owns the Anheuser-Busch distributorship here. Shout out to Duron, another ambassador doing great things in the community. I'm sure he's got connected with those guys. You got Travis, representing Bud Light. You got Patrick Mahomes representing Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Remember who had a distributorship and ownership in Coors Light when we were playing? Joe Montana.
Joe did.
When he first came to Kansas City. So, shout out.
Denver-based company.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. I know, right? So, guys, it was an amazing run, Barbershop. We're going to go around the room real quick, couple minutes or whatever it takes, to recap this entire season. And then we're going to take another segment. We got the text line and phone lines we're going to tackle. And then I want to end it on recapping the Super Bowl and then going into the offseason. But let's start with the entire season.
All right. You put me on the point, so let me see how I can come. I'm going to come with,
if you were an offensive guy, you'd be prepared.
I'm going to come with the good, the bad, and the ugly. So to me, the good was that our season started, We approached it knowing that we're going to have some addition from subtraction. And I say that means we subtracted the cheetah, but we added MVS. We added Juju. We added some different receivers. And we drafted a young guy, number 24, Sky Moore. So, Sky, that was a good thing that we added. We already got Miko. We got a lot of weapons to surround Patrick with. And he was able to even become a greater asset, a greater distributor of the ball, take that position to even a higher level in an MVP season. So that's the good. And the bad, obviously, I said, my man Sky Moore, we got to talk about those bumbles and fumbles and those missed muffs on those punts, because those led to a couple of losses during the season. And when you win the Super Bowl, it's not many, but you got to address the mistakes. So some of those things, I got to say, those are mistakes involved in that is the kicking game and hold. Some missed extra points, hold gate, or we got some different guys talking about the hold of the ball and everything. So special teams have to be addressed. And then we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, the ugly, only thing I can see is Danan.
You caught me off guard on that one. Man, you caught me off guard with that one. That was an actual true laugh right there. That wasn't made up. Let's go to Stills on that. Stills.
No, man, listen. When you talk about a season that ends up with a championship ring, there ain't nothing ugly about it. Everything's coming up rosy. Everything we did, no matter what you got to say at that moment in time, the releasing Rashad Fenton, having to put certain guys on IR and how long did Mecole sat out, and then bringing Melvin Gordon from Denver over to our side, over to the dark side. Whatever has been done during the season, the result is the result, and that's a Super Bowl win, and that's the main thing, has always been the main thing. To be the last person standing. When all the dust settles and clears, you want to be the last person holding up that Lombardi Award. And our owner, our quarterback, our head coach ended up doing that. So I can't say it's too much besides Dana is ugly about the season.
All right, G-Stills, what you got?
Hey, this year, I mean, I really spent most of my time, you know, following my sons in college. You know,
West Virginia, shout out.
West Virginia last year, you know, Dante is getting ready for the draft. And, you know, my oldest son is getting into an injury. So I just sat back and just kind of did that. And the next thing you know, we are number one seed in the in the AFC.
Yeah.
And we headed to the Super Bowl again. So then I just kind of picked up on it.
So let me ask you this.
The whole season?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, I just.
He was dedicated.
I really thought he was kidding me, man.
I'm dead serious. I was chilling, you know.
If you got to run into a wedge with your sons holding the wedge down, well, what's going to be the outcome?
Don't do it.
I'm not going to run into the wedge, man. Yo, my first ding was my rookie year, man. The next thing you know, I just kind of mastered the art of
slithering sideways.
You know, and taking them down, just kind of, you know, maneuvering a little bit. Because my first play, rookie year against the Raiders, I ran into the wedge, and that was the last time I just started seeing the L3 and the R3 get knocked out. And then next thing you know, I said, definitely I'm not going to do it.
So did you get knocked out or just kind of got?
No, I got dazed a little bit.
Yeah, you
kind of staggered, went back to the sideline and was like, whoa, this
is you walking on your tippy toes? Like,
I said, this is real. So,
this is real. Welcome to the NFL.
Yes, sir.
All right, Smitty, what you got? Good, bad, ugly about this season, and your overall take of the regular season and into the postseason?
Wow, man. It's been a blessing and a journey that these guys did what they did this year. Like Travis said earlier, you know, no one believed in him. But then it takes me back to training camp. I remember we had that ambassador day at training camp, mm-hmm. and we introduced ourselves to the teams. And one thing I said when I was there is that, like, hey, you know what, man? It doesn't matter. It starts here. And I even said it. I had a championship hat on, the championship that we won. I said, the only way you're going to get it done is it starts right here. And then I said, bring this championship back home. And to believe it or not, man, it kind of like, I kind of thought back a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, upon saying that. I'm like, wow, man, I actually said that, and these guys brought it back. It gives yourself memories. But then along the road, you know, there was some, you know, always some ups and downs and always injuries and always something to set you back. But when they made the mindset that they went through the season and how they, you know, had the adversity to come in and out of it throughout the year, and then they come back on the top, man, it sits in and saying, like, man, what well-deserved championship of any that the one we've been in and won and lost that it deserved. And I tell you what, man, it's great to see that these guys are so they've done amazing things throughout the year. But this could have been like four. It was one play away from being four championships. Yeah. Triad. I mean, one play, bro. And they give a big hat off to our quarterback, mm-hmm. you know, and the team, because it's a team sport. And I know everybody would say it goes when Patrick goes. But, man, I tell you what, I would say that we can't take this for granted, bro.
Yeah.
This is some special times, man. I'm
telling
you.
Spoiled,
I don't know
can't
how long this is going to last. But, you know, enjoy the ride for what it is, you know, because, you know, injury happens.
Yeah.
It's just a game, bro.
Yep.
But this guy is very special. And to me, you know, what Beach and the front office did, you know, and it starts with, the recruiters.
Yeah.
How you bring
scouts
guys in and out. I mean, it goes from all the way from the trainers. You got to get equipment managers, the field mm-hmm. guys, all those guys that deserve every bit of, you know, the work of it.
That's a great point, because I think a lot of people just have tunnel vision and they think Brett Veach.
Right. Yes.
They automatically, obviously, you know, it starts with the Hunt family.
Sure.
You're the greatest family in NFL as far as ownerships. And then you got Mark Donovan and Brett Veach.
Yes.
And then Andy Reid. And then it usually gets to the coordinators. And then that's where the praise stops.
Yeah.
But before we go to commercial, shouting out Allen Wright and Schropp at the equipment guys, as well as the scouts and all the personnel people, and Ramsey as player programs guys, all the different parts that I don't think the fans really recognize contribute. Like Ramsey Robinson is the player programs guy. Everything that you deal with off the field, for us it was Lamont Winston.
Sure.
Off the field, whether you're going back to school, whether you need a babysitter, whether you're buying a house, renting, you know, whether you are setting up a foundation, all of that stuff, that's on his shoulders. So, and that takes, all that stuff could take away from your focus about football if you didn't have somebody that was proficient in their job and being able to juggle all the stuff that you need to juggle for off the field, the equipment guys setting up. And guarantee, when you are a free agent, you consider all of that. You consider what the trainers are like. Are they jerks? Are they hard? Do they listen to you and so on? So when you get a Carlos Dunlap to come in, when you get a Brandon Williams to come in, I guarantee that these guys, or Jerick McKinnon before, that's part of the reason why they come here or come back. Jerick McKinnon signed another deal. Juju Smith-Schuster signed a deal here. Marquez Valdez-Scantling signed a deal here because they take the entirety into consideration.
Oh, they're going to be guys loading up to try to get here, brother.
Exactly. This is a destination. This is absolutely a destination. Well, when we come back, we're going to tackle the phone lines. We see you, KY, as well as Dan in KCK. We'll get to you next.
This is Players Only with Damon Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts. Kick it!
Travis Kelce. It's one thing we gotta do, baby. It's one thing we gotta do for our right to fight. Okay? Run it back! Run it back! Run it back! Run it back! Travis! Hey, and Trail, end this thing how we supposed to. You gotta fight for your right to fight!
Run it back. Yes, sir. We are looking to run it back. We're going to savor these moments right now, as this is Players Only, the last moments of this 2022 season. Appreciate Sean Barber all season long. Shout out to Julio with the Tulios back there handling things for us. We got our guests, Neil Smith and Gary Stills. And we got the text line and phone lines open. Let me tackle a couple of texts from the 913. The dynasty has started. Yes, it has. 913. Also, KC is football mountaintop. I believe it. We just mentioned it. Neil said about it. This is a destination right now for draft picks. Oh, yeah. If you're a draft pick coming out of college, if you're a free agent and you don't seriously consider the Chiefs, if they're calling your agent, you have a problem. Have a problem. So with that, let's go ahead to Dan. Line one, Dan and KCK. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, Dan. Hey, Sean. Hey, Neil. Hey, Gary. How about those Chiefs pulling it off in Super Bowl 57? How about Kadarius Toney setting the punt record 65 yards and Nick Bolton with a scoop touchdown too, and Kelce with a touchdown? Everybody. Special teams played real great. How about I was at the parade yesterday. Me and my roommate Dan were at the parade. We really enjoyed ourselves. I hope you guys joined one too. And I tell you something, all the disrespect this year by everybody, they're giving us not a chance. The Eagles defensive line said we're going to dominate. How How about the Chiefs offensive line? No sacks. And everybody, the odd couple, Rob Broussard, everybody, Chris Broussard, I mean, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard. Yeah, they all disrespected the Chiefs. It's a Chiefs Super Bowl to win. This is 3-2, Neil. And you too, Gary, now let's run it back next year. Take care of yourself, guys. Have fun. Take care.
Appreciate you, Dan.
I need some oxygen.
Yeah, Dan is that infusion of energy right now, yeah, bro. He every single week. He go quick with it. I appreciate it, Dan. Yeah, appreciate your support all season long.
You know what I appreciate about Dan? That he didn't take any cheap shots at you this week. Because this one week he let you go.
See, he
let you off the hook, Dana. No cheap shots.
See, I think you just be trying to look, like you squint your eyes really, really tight, trying to listen for anything. I know Dan ain't throwing no jabs at me. Dan is my man. I appreciate you. All right, we got line two, Kai from Sedalia. What's going on, Kai?
What's going on? Hey. How about those
Chiefs?
Yeah, it was a good season. Everybody doubted us in the beginning. Well, we get to tell those people that we are Super Bowl champions now. And we had that parade. I was there. Hey, Neil, I saw you down there at Union Station while I was at Union Station for the rally. And it was a fun rally. I could tell though some of those players were drunk. I heard Mahomes had about 12 Coors Lights down there. That makes sense. But, hey, before I go, I got to say what Kelsey said. Hey, Kansas City, can I get a,
Yes, thanks a lot, Kai. We appreciate it. We all feeling that. For any of y'all youngsters out there that don't know where that come from, go ahead and Google. Mm-hmm. Go on your YouTube.
Yeah,
No
Limit.
No Title.
Limit. No Limit Studios.
No Limit Soldiers. Master P. That'll get you there. Sir. Appreciate you. Yes, all right, sir. Before we get to Big Jacks, let me see the 913. Hey, guys, I really appreciate Players Only. You bring a class and knowledge to the game that we all love. You have a perspective that a lot of people don't. 2 hours worth, what do you say? Yeah, 2 hours worth of show. Good luck to all you guys. Thank you for being you. Thank you for educating the Chiefs Kingdom. KC Hunk, we appreciate that, brother. Oh, there's a few more lines on that. We appreciate your support, appreciate you listening and recognizing what our perspective is with this show and has been for now 4 years. All right, Big Jax, what you got?
Hey, what's up with it, fellas, man? You know, I got to give shots out to you, Danan, and you, Barbershop, man. I love this show. I listen every single week. I'm in here with you every week. So what a season, man. I cannot begin to express how, grateful I am to have been around for this particular time period in Chiefs history, man. After seeing a lot of losing for a lot of years and then a lot of good football that didn't result in the ultimate success, to have the ultimate success on a regular basis now. So we're talking about how my family, we've been on the route for the parade the last two times. So next year we're going to find a way to be on for the rally. So, it's been one or the other. So we're going to be at the rally next year. That's how we thinking right now. So, man, I appreciate it. I can't wait to hear y'all next year, man. Love the show. I'll holler at y'all. Peace.
Appreciate you, Big Jax. Appreciate the support all season long. It was definitely, definitely appreciated by both of us and all the guests that came on. We got a unique show. We're on for a quick hour. Time flies by. We got those faithful listeners, Barbershop, that always seem to shoot the right text in, make that call when it's a win or a loss, when it's supporting and uplifting, or sometimes you got to be able to be critical of your team, even if they are our hometown beloved Chiefs. So with that, let's go to Big T and Shawnee. What's going on, Big T?
Hey, you guys. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for letting us be a part of this all year long, man. And how fitting that we got a superfecta group of players in here tonight for a Super Bowl winning a year. How about that? So, we talked all year about we heard the critics, we heard the smack, and it's almost like the Chiefs are like, let's let people talk. Don't wake a sleeping giant into everybody. It's Patrick Mahomes. It's the legendary coach. It's Travis Kelce, that sugar spagnolia defense, that offense, and the OC from top to bottom. Let's talk about Brett Beach really quick. Eight rookies having significant contributions for a Super Bowl winning team. That is just unheard of. And then at halftime, they were up 10.
that on the defense, they could not stop us. The Eagles could not stop us in the second half. That offensive line kicked ass and took names. Pacheco ran all over their asses. They were supposed to be a running team. We had more running yards. They couldn't stop Juju in the second half. And I just can't wait for next year. And it was just I want to raise my head and my fist and take my hat off to we're the world champions. We're the Super Bowl. We're the champions of the world. They brought the trophy back home. I can't wait till the draft. It's going to be a sea of red, white, and gold like we saw yesterday at the parade. And the last parade was awesome. But this was electrifying. I can't wait till the off season. And as always, way to go, world champion Kansas City Chiefs.
Put some respect on that name.
Yes, sir.
Put some respect on it.
We appreciate you, man. We appreciate the support and that energy every single week. These cats bring it. They recognize and know the game. From the 913, Mahomes, most exciting QB in the NFL, no doubt. Somebody said Mahomes makes his wide receivers money. Got to believe that. Albert Wilson, after his rookie year, one game. When Patrick Mahomes started his rookie year, that one game against Denver Broncos, the last game of the season, Albert Wilson got big time paid because Patrick Mahomes highlighted him in that game when some of the starters were sitting out. So, he can make a lot of cats money as a wide receiver. I'd be on a quick dial to my agent, like, is there any way that I can get me to – you can get me to Kansas City? Whatever way, I'll be on the next jet off the runway.
Coach Reed said it best. Someone going to be big.
Yep.
I don't know who it is.
Yep.
Somebody going to make a name for themselves. That's how he thinks.
Oh, yeah. And you got to love that kind of coach that knows that he's going to put you in a position to be big. You can make yourself a lot of money. You can put yourself in the stratosphere of Chiefs history because you got a coach that has that kind of mindset. Right. Last caller, Alex from Gardner. Be quick, but don't hurry.
All right, just real quick, guys. I grew up watching all of you guys play and loved every single minute of it. And I'm just so happy to be a Kansas City Chiefs fan. My brother and I would watch every single minute of every game. Never knew we could win Super Bowls, you know, like this year after year and be there all the time. So I'm just so appreciative and I love everything about this town. Go Chiefs!
Appreciate you, Alex. Yes, we love it too, man. The Chiefs kingdom is real. It's absolutely real. So with that, we got to go to commercial break. The last quarter of the show, the last quarter of the season for Players Only. When we come back, tackle a couple of more texts, and then we got a recap for all the fellas in here.
This is Players Only with Danan Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
I just want to let y'all know that this is just the beginning. We ain't done yet. So I'll make sure to hit y'all back next year, and I hope the crowd's the same. Appreciate y'all. Let's go, baby.
All right, now we are the champions in the Chiefs kingdom. It is real. It was cool. It was real cool to be a part of it, a part of this run the entire season, Barbershop. Neil, G Stills, and I'm Danan Hughes. Our last quarter of our last show of Players Only this season, we are champions of the world.
Yes, sir.
Justifiably so, and although guys throw it around and have thrown it around, we were disrespected, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes that's not true. This time it was true. If you remember when Tyreek Hill was traded, this team was expected to be third in the AFC West. Supposed to be rebuilding, just like Patrick talked about. And we were able to shut up all those doubters all the way up till game time. The entire Fox panel.
Yeah, that's all the NFC guys. Yeah, you know, they're going to pick.
Strahan and Bradshaw and everybody picked the Eagles. You go on ESPN, I think there was only one person that picked the Chiefs, and that he probably just picked them just so he could be the one. You know what I mean? But everybody doubted what the Chiefs could do except for everybody in that building at Arrowhead, One Arrowhead Drive, as well as around this Chiefs kingdom. We knew what we were in store for, and it was an amazing, amazing run. But we got about 5 minutes left. I want to go around the table. Barbershop, I'll start with you on just what this season meant, as well as what you saw, a huge takeaway from this Super Bowl specifically.
I think anybody who's ever heard me speak all year long, they hear me say the same thing. The process is greater than the product. And so the process has always been put together is for this team to be put together in building blocks, just stacking good days upon good days, great games upon great games, and taking some of your mistakes that happened in the game as learning, being able to learn and grow. When you have as many rookies and young guys playing on the field on the defense side of the ball, then you got to understand there's going to be some growing pains, there's going to be some mistakes. But effort and attitude was something that was always unquestionable. They always gave great effort, and they had an attitude like champions do. And I think that came full circle. And you see in the plays that was made in the playoffs by the young first year, I'm not calling them rookies anymore, the first year players making big interceptions, big plays, the young guy, the linebacker, the captain of the ship, I think, my man Nick Bolton, in the biggest stage.
Player of the game.
Man.
Yeah. Yep. One of the two plays of the game, no doubt.
Sack, fumble, pick, scoop, and score for a touchdown. And that kept us in it, I think, in the first half. And then in the second half of the game, man, you know, a champion heart just taking over. The atmosphere and the attitude of that team when they came out of the locker room was like, man, we got to do whatever it takes to go win this game. And you saw the offense put together four drives, three touchdowns, and a field goal. And so at the end of the day, we do what's necessary to win. We do what's necessary to take control of the game. And we beat them on, you know, in our, you know, we did it our way. I guess that's the way to call it.
G Stills, we were talking off air and you pointed out something, and this is kind of the perspective that was built around Players Only, this show, is things that we see that maybe the general fan doesn't see quickly. You talked about the punt return. One of the big plays in the game, Kadarius Toney punt return. He doubled back, came down the right sideline, but right, there's a technique that could have gotten him not only into the end zone for the score, but into history as not just the longest punt return in the NFL in Super Bowl history, but also a longest punt return for a touchdown. What were you talking about the blocking?
Well, you know, I'm not going to say necessarily it was a mistake because I saw that they were...
What they could have done better.
They were just excited about, you know, him getting in the end zone. So it's a technique that coaches teach, that never block behind you.
Never block behind you.
So everybody was pretty much in front of him and guys were just coming up on the backside.
Yeah.
And, what did you say, the punter got him?
No, yeah, that's what Barbershop said, the punter got him. Why you laugh? Why you laugh?
And basically, you know,
don't let the punter get
you. I saw that some of the players were kind of pushing him to the sideline, so yeah, they kind of, you know, compressed the pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know.
So what you were saying, just a technique for any coaches out there or people that want to know those integral parts of the game: don't block, don't block behind you. Yeah, don't block behind you, and don't squeeze your returner to the sideline. Yes, once you get to the numbers, goes forward, right?
Right.
Don't squeeze yourself to the sideline, because all you're doing is squeezing and constricting the returner to the sideline. So at the end, even though Kadarius was tired and he fell out of bounds, if you had to do it over again, have the guys push forward at the numbers so that he can go into the end zone.
I think that they were just as excited as him. Yeah. And then, you know, they were just, yep, it seemed like they were all just racing to the end zone.
Yep, but that's the special teams. That's the Chiefs leading all-time tackler in special teams history, as well as the NFL.
Let's check the facts.
Yeah,
but he's one or two.
He's number one or number two in NFL history.
Because, sure, you know, we got Steve Tasker and all of them.
Yeah, I remember Tasker. I played against him.
Let's say either one or two. Yeah. Let's just say that much.
Smitty, what you got real quick?
Well, you know, I'm sure you guys already said this, and just you can just repeat yourself, but when you have turnovers and big plays in game, it changes things.
Yep.
I think that the Nick Bolton, the fumble recovery was one of the biggest things that we needed. At that time, it brought us up to 10. And then we came right back. I mean, I questioned the call, Dana.
Yeah.
It could have been another touchdown there.
Hell yeah, on the
that
other one.
That would have sealed MVP.
He'd have got the middle linebacker, second year cat would have got an MVP.
That would have did it.
Well, I appreciate you guys.
Congrats.
I will say on behalf of myself, I appreciate Julio, all the guests, and definitely
Julio.
Barbershop taking time away from his family, 6 kids at home, scrambling.
Woo.
All around town. Ching-ching. With sports and stuff.
It,
always
thanks.
was gracious enough to come in and participate in this show with me. So we appreciate you, man. And appreciate everybody in the Chiefs Kingdom. I see all the text messages from the 816-913-417, how much they appreciated this show this year. We appreciate giving it to you. We anticipate we'll be back next year. Maybe we can talk. We can talk spec into giving us 2 hours next year so we can come correct with some full takes, some full breakdowns and everything else, and hopefully another Super Bowl championship. But we're out now. Peace to everybody. Have a great offseason.
Peace.
Run it back. Run it back. Run it back.
Players Only with Damon Hughes and Sean Barber. Thursday nights at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.